took that time all the way up to last Sunday looking at the thought Paul gave to the church of walking worthy of our vocation. And as he talked about walking worthy of the vocation, he explained what that looked like. And we took time and looked at what that looked like. Then as Paul was wrapping things up, he says, this is what you ought to be doing, but I want you to understand you need to stand and do all you can do to stand. Because as you go to stand, though, and as you go to walk worthy of vocation, be ready, because you're going to be in a battle. It's not going to be easy to do. Then he gave the armors of God. We took weeks and looked at each piece of armor and gave some practical ideas and thoughts behind those armors and looked at other portions of scriptures to look at that and to give us some explanation and understanding. Last week, we concluded with the secret weapon of prayer. We said Paul gave them, told them to pray, but then also Paul says pray for him. And how we need to pray for one another. We need to pray. We need to put on the whole armor of God. We need to ask for God's strength. But we need others to pray for us. This week, we're going to start looking at Philippians. Now, leading up to this week, and no one was going to finish Ephesians, I started praying where the Lord would have us to go. And I want to carry this thought of how we're walking in 2022. That's what we started the first Sunday this year. We're going to continue this thought, how we're walking in 2022. Now, just like Ephesus, or Ephesians, this was a letter to the church of Ephesus. This is a letter to the church of Philippi. This is a letter that was given. Now, when Paul was believed to pen these words, Paul was in prison when he penned these words, this epistle. And Paul is... But Paul had a special relationship with this church. We know that Paul also went to this church on his second missionary journey there. Paul went to the church of Philippi. Paul had a special bond with this church of Philippi. And so as we look at this, Paul is going to give some memories to this church and talk about things and think, and we need to be thankful for the memories we have. And that's what we're going to look at this morning, being thankful for the memories. And I want us this morning to look at this thought of how we walk in 2022 is to be thankful for the memories we have. To be thankful for the memories we have. Now, I came across this, and I believe some of you might enjoy this. An older couple had trouble remembering common day-to-day things. They both decided that they would write down requests the other had, and so to try to avoid forgetting. One evening, the wife asked if the husband would like anything. He replied, yes, I like a large ice cream sundae with chocolate ice cream, whipped cream, and a cherry on top. The wife started off to the kitchen, and the husband shouted after her, aren't you going to write it down? Don't be silly, she hollered. I'm going to fix it right now. I won't forget. She was gone for quite some time. When she finally returned, she set down in front of him a large plate of hash browns, eggs, bacon, and a glass of orange juice. He took a look and said, I knew you should have written it down. You forgot the toast. Some of you got that. Some of you, it'll take you a little bit to get that. I got too close to you? All right. Memories. You ever notice with memories, though? We tend to focus on all the negative memories instead of the positive memories. Now, as we go through the book of Philippians, there's only one time that Paul hit anything that would have been negative to a point. And I find that very interesting. Most of everything Paul addresses in the book of Philippians to the church at Philippi was positive. It wasn't negative. It's interesting. People can do a lot of good things But what do we sometimes remember? The one bad thing that they did. Now, most of you probably were excellent kids. And you probably never did anything wrong except one time in your whole life. And that's what your parents always remember, right? Now, I have to tell you, I was a perfect angel as a child. I never did anything wrong except one time in my life. The only time I did something wrong, now this is just a story. This is not true, all right? I'm just telling you. And the one time that I did something wrong is something that has haunted me the rest of my life. And then the story gets changed. Have you noticed that too? So when I was a child, I was the poor, stuck-in-the-middle child. And I had a very naughty younger sister. And what would happen is, she would chase me around the house. I never did anything to deserve that. And I have a scar to prove it right here. And she chased me around, and we slid and had socks on, and slid into the countertop, the old days where you had those bright orange countertops with the pointed corners, right there, and split my head open. That is the memory that seems to everyone knows. And the story has changed over years, and all that has happened there. But we tend to sometimes remember memories. Now, that was a little embellished, but just a little bit. But here's the thought. What are our memories? And we need to start focusing on the positive memories. You know how we need to walk in 2022? Thanking God for the memories that we have in Him. If you're able to, please stand with me. Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1, we'll look at verses 1 through 3 this morning. Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons. Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you for your word. Lord, help us to see the truths you want us to glean. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Now, I want you to see, Paul thanks God and thanks him for the memories he has of the past. I want you to see the memories he has of the past. What does he have of the past? First, as we look at this, we see he puts himself, Paul and Timotheus. Now, we know who Timotheus was. Timotheus was his son in the Lord. Paul had an influence upon young Timothy, the young preacher. Timothy's life is the way he was because of his grandma and mother, but also because of Paul and the influence that Paul had upon him. He thanked God that he had a co-laborer to be with him and a co-servant of Jesus Christ. He has the memories of the past, a common salvation. Look at verse 1. He says this, the saints in Christ, Jesus. In verse 2, God our Father. Verse 5, fellowship in the gospel. He calls them brethren 8 times in the book of Philippians. He gives this idea that he calls to remember that the bond that they have in Christ Jesus. He calls a remembrance that they have a common goal, a common salvation. He remembers his own salvation experience. Turn back with me to Acts chapter 9. Acts chapter 9. And let's look at verses 1 through 9. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest. And desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogue, that he found any of his way, whether they were men or women. he might bring them bound into Jerusalem. And he journeyed, and he came to Damascus. And suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecuted. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go in unto that city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul rose from the earth, and when his eyes were open, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, neither did he eat nor drink. He remembers the saint, the common salvation he had, but he remembers what God did in his life. I want you to understand this morning where Paul was in his life. We hit this many times, and you've heard lessons about Paul, and you heard messages about Paul, but Paul was one that went and persecuted who he became. Paul had a great change in his life, and Paul never forgot about that great change that God made in his life. And as Paul's remembering these things and remembering this church of Philippi, and he's talking about their common salvation, he's talking about being saints and brethren and fellowshipping in the gospel and all the things we mentioned, he remembers what God did for him. I tell you, I think too many times in our lives we get so clouded in this world and all that's happening in this world, forget about our salvation. We forget about that great change that God made in our life. We forget about what God has done. We forget about where God saved us from, what God saved us out of. I know some of you were younger in life, and you weren't a murderer. You weren't a big sinner that you were saved. You weren't into things at 5 years old that someone might be in at 50 years old. I understand that. But what God saved you from, he saved you from that type of life. He saved you from those type of things. He saved you from that. But some of you, you were saved later in life. And you were involved in some things that you wish you were never involved in. You did things you wish you never did. But God saved you out of that. Praise God. God saved you from or saved you out of it. Praise God when he saved you. Let us remember what God did for us. Let us not forget it was God who found you. And when you were dead and trespasses in our sin, it's God who found us. We were sinners headed to a destination, headed to eternity in the lake of fire, separated from God for all of eternity. That's where we were headed, every one of us. The moment we enter this world, we entered as a sinner in need of a Savior. No matter how moral, how ethical, how great you think you are, we were all sinners. Every one of us. And this morning, if you're saved this morning, it's only by the grace of God that you're saved. It's only by the grace of God that I'm saved. God has taken us and he has saved us. He has pulled us out of the miry pit and he set our feet upon the rock. It is God who saved us. We must remember this morning. We must remember this morning what God has done for us in our own salvation experience. Let me tell you, this salvation is a personal salvation. Maybe this morning you can't remember that because there's never been a time in your life that you repented of your sin and you turned to the Lord Jesus Christ and said, God, I need you. The Bible says that we must confess with the mouth the Lord Jesus. And if we confess with the mouth the Lord Jesus, he will save us. And if you're saved this morning, that's a memory you can't forget. You can't forget it. You might not remember the exact color of a carpet. You might not remember the exact minute, the exact time, the exact place. But you remember that there was a time that God saved you. There was a time that God opened your eyes. There was a time that you called upon the Lord and said, Lord, I need you. Lord, become my Savior. Lord, I'm trusting you. Remember that time. And I tell you, the Bible says once we call upon him, he comes and he saves us. We understand the dwelling takes place right away. We understand all that takes place. And it doesn't matter what age we're at. Do you know when we got saved, there was a change in your life? I tell you, when you got saved, many of you, you can give testimony. There's a smile that came to your face. There was a joy. There was a burden lifted. It doesn't matter what age you were, because you realize all your sins and all your burdens and all those things have been lifted from you. Jesus took them. Memory of the past. The saints in Christ, a common salvation. He remembers events that first led him to Philippi. Go to Acts chapter 16. I want you to see this. Acts chapter 16. And look with me, verse 6 through verse 12. And now when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, and after they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia. The Spirit suffered them not. And they passed by Mysia, came down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, "Come over into Macedonia and help us." And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord hath called us for to preach the gospel unto them. Therefore, losing from Troas, we came with a straight course of Samothracia, and the next day to Neapolis, and from thence to Philippi, which is the chief city of the part of Macedonia, and a colony, and were in the city abiding in certain days. And on the Sabbath day, went out of the city by a riverside, where praying was wont to be made, and we sat down and spake unto the woman which restored thither. What do we see? He remembers he came to Philippi, and what was the purpose of Philippi? To preach the gospel and to be able to be a witness and a minister to those in need. Let us not forget. Let us not forget the common salvation that we have and understand the goal there that we have in Christ Jesus. He saved us. But also let us remember this morning, as we remember in this world, we have a purpose this morning. We have a purpose this morning. If you have your common salvation, he's talking to the saints. He's talking to believers. And he says, all in remembrance of me, of you and what you've done and all that's happened, we have this common salvation. I remember my salvation experience. And we're brothers and sisters in Christ. But I also remember what God has called us to do. Do you know what God has called every one of us to do? To preach the gospel to every creature. We're to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Do you know every one of us are to be preachers, proclaimers of the gospel? Every one of us is to take the message. This church of Philippi was to take the message. This church here in Napa is to take the message. Every one of us are called to take the message of Jesus Christ. This message, what God has done, remembering what our purpose in life is to preach the gospel, is to proclaim the gospel. See, he starts to remember, and I'll just give you the scripture. I believe he remembers some of the people that were first saved there. Lydia in Acts chapter 16, verse 13 through 15. A demon-possessed girl in Acts 16, 16 through 18. A jailer and his family, Acts 16, 9 through 32. He remembers those that came to Christ. He remembers those that he had an influence upon through this church of Philippi, through that second missionary journey. He remembers those. I'm glad God has given me opportunity to minister and to preach the gospel, proclaim the gospel to many. But I tell you, as I look back in life, it's awesome to be able to see ones that you know about. And you recall to memory those that God gave you the privilege to be able to influence them for the things of God. What memories do you have? I want you to think about How influential for God has your life been? Now, we don't get anyone saved. God saves. We present the gospel. But I want you to look back. Who have you shared the gospel with? Who have you and I taken the opportunity to invest time into individuals for God? I'm not saying those individuals are living for God. I'm not saying those individuals are perfect. I'm not saying that. I'm saying how much have we have. My memory is not always in the way that everyone turned out exactly the way I want them to turn out. But I do remember and the blessings and the joy of being able to invest time and invest that into them and see God work and see God do things. Let me ask you, as you look back, your life is to be, as a believer, your life is to be a ministry. And you're to be able to look back and look at individuals that you influenced and that you had an impact on for the things of God. Again, I'm not saying they all turned out perfect, but you look back. What are some individuals that God has placed in your life that you've been able to invest that time in? But sad and true, a lot of times, God has given us individuals, but we haven't always invested that time. We've always have taken that opportunity to be able to be that. Now, Paul remembered. He remembered the common salvation he had with this church of Philippi. He remembered the ministries that he had with them. As you look at some of the things that he took place in his second missions trip there, and he went to the church of Philippi, he started recalling and calling the individuals and recalling those he did. But look at Acts 16 and verse 40. And they went out of the prison and entered into the house of Lydia, and they had seen the brethren, they comforted them and departed. He also remembers the time they came together, they fellowshiped together, they hold hands together, if you will, and encourage one another. Oh, they departed from the prison, they went to Lydia's house, they supped, they did things, they prayed, they had fellowship together. They remembered. You know what he remembered? He remembered the times that he had individuals there with him, encouraging him, helping him, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what he went through, he remembered. He remembered their common salvation, saints in Christ. But also he remembers a common service. Look at verse number 1 of our text. And Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all saints in Christ Jesus. What was he? He was a servant. That means bond slave. It means he was a servant to who? Now look at this. I want you to see this. Look at this verse here. Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ. They were servants of Jesus Christ. But who were they to minister to? To all saints in Christ. They were servants of Christ. You know, Paul remembered the common salvation, but Paul also remembered the common service. Paul remembered the common service that, one, he was a servant. Now, it's interesting. You look back in Ephesians. Paul called himself a servant there. Paul was also a prisoner in jail, but Paul also was a prisoner of Jesus Christ. He was a servant of Jesus Christ. He was surrendered to him. The common salvation, but the common place of service. I want us to remember this morning, we have been saved to serve. We have not been saved to soak in the sour. We are saved to serve. You understand, and we need to understand this morning, you have been redeemed, bought from the slave market of sin, and you've been placed in a new family, and you have a new master, and you're to serve that master with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. We have to understand this morning as we remember memories. These memories we had this morning. We must remember this morning that we have a common goal in life, and that is to be servants of Jesus Christ. Don't forget what you're saved to do. We get this all wrong sometimes. God saved us to give us a get-out-of-jail-free card. And now I'm saved, and I can go ahead and live and continue to live any way I want to live. I can continue to do whatever I want to do. No. Don't forget. God saved you. God saved me for a purpose. God has not saved you to take care of yourselves and your feelings and your emotions and what you want. God has saved you for a bigger picture. God has saved you for something greater than building up treasures on this earth. God has saved you for something far greater than what we can imagine and what we want to accomplish. God has saved you for the sole purpose of pleasing Him with our whole life. That's why God saved us. To be servants of Him. I want us to think about that this morning. Don't forget why you're saved. We forget. You say, I never forget why God saved me. Yes, we do. Because that's why we're not doing what God has called us to do. That's why we're not sharing the gospel. That's why we're not living a life pleasing in His sight. That's why we're so focused on our needs and our wants and ourselves and our things. We're not focused upon God. Because we forget what we're saved to do. We're not saved to just sit in a seat and look beautiful. We're saved to get dirty and start serving God. You know what? So many people, they're so concerned about their outward appearance. And granted, we need to look good. I understand that. I understand we don't want to look like we just roll out of a bed. I understand that. But you know what? Sometimes you need to get your hands dirty. Now, I don't know about you. I hate wearing gloves doing work. I think gloves are from the devil himself, all right? Because they get caught up in things. They get in things. You know what? We just need to have real man hands and just deal with it, right? Now, our wives don't always like that, right? Because what do? Sometimes we get stuff all over. As last week, I was at my dad's working on Mackenzie's car, and I did not wear gloves, and I had stuff all over my hands, and I thought I washed my hands pretty good, but I didn't realize I still had something on the side there. And when I went in the car to start it and get up, I realized I put a big streak of stuff all over the top of the car and everything there. And good thing I caught it before I went into the house, because we know where that would have led, right, Rich? And that would not have been a good thing there. But you know what? Sometimes we just need to get our hands dirty. You know what has happened? A lot of Christians are bench warmer Christians. You know what a bench warmer is. It's someone that has some skill, some ability, but has not taken the time to develop that skill, that ability. And they just sit on the bench, and they're comfortable just sitting and watching everyone else do it. And you know what happens? If the team wins, they still win, don't they? The team... That's great. That's wonderful. They're part of the team, and I'm not saying it's bad. Everyone's different skill levels. But do you know some bench warmers were bench warmers in high school that are now starters in the NBA? They weren't the greatest players sitting on the bench, greatest players in high school. They sat on the bench. But you know what they did? They started working hard. They started doing what they needed to be doing. They started practicing outside of practice. They started putting everything they could into it because they didn't want to be a bench warmer anymore. You know what's happened with a lot of believers? We become bench warmers. We're sitting back letting everyone else do it, and we're satisfied with it. We got to stop being satisfied with it. God has saved you not to warm a bench. He saved you and saved me to serve and live for him. There's a common salvation. There's a common service that we're given here. But I want you to look a little further as we look at this. He remembers the love that they had for him. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making requests of joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which had begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Look at verse 8. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. Now we're going to develop a lot of this next week there, but I want you to just think about this thought. There is a special bond of love that Paul had for the church of Ephesus. He talked about the bowels. He talked about that love. He talked about that movement. Yeah, I call it every remembrance. Now, what's every remembrance? Now, get this. Look at verse 3. I want you to see this. Look at verse 3. I want you to see this. Always, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Could someone say that every remembrance of you was a good thing? How many? Now, Paul had a love. That was the bowels, and we're going to talk about that more next week, but I want us just to think about it. He had such a love for this church at Ephesus. What does the Bible tell us? Love covers a multitude of sin. And Paul was able to look past their negatives and have a positive memory of them. But would someone say that they were thankful for every remembrance of you? Now, what's some good remembrances of you? Now, think about it. You can think in your head. You don't have to out loud, but think about it. Some of you have some good things that people remember. Some of you, how many can cook well? All right? And some of you have some famous dishes to cook. Now, Brother Rich makes, I believe, and I'm going to admit this out loud, even better than mine. I admitted that out loud, Brother Rich. Some of the best smoked chicken I've ever had in my life. And I want to tell you, I will be 90 years old someday, and I'll still remember the smell and the taste of that chicken. That's a remembrance I have of Brother Rich. That's a good one. Now, I have to tell you, I love Brother Rich. Brother Rich has been around a while. But I have a negative remembrance of Brother Rich. And I'm not going to share that one. But guess what I'm going to remember? I really don't. I just use that as an illustration. You know what? Guess what I'm going to remember? I'm not going to remember the negative. All right, I'll share the negative one. He got me in trouble with his wife. When we were doing the yard sale and picking up for the yard sale, I told him not to do work. He went home and told his wife I made him work. And then I got in trouble. That's the negative. But I'm not going to remember that the rest of my life. What I'm going to remember is the chicken. Is the positive. Is that. What is the remembrance people have of you? Do you know if majority of our things are for God? There may be a couple negatives, but the focus would be on the positive. And he thanked God for the positive. He had a love for them. Out of his bowels, he loved them. And love covers the multitude of sin. Let me ask you this. What do you focus upon? In 2022, we need to focus on the positive and focus on the good memories of individuals that make up this building, this church. We need to think of those in our family and look at that. We need to look at that. Do you know in over 19 years that I've been here, there's been a lot of positives. There's been a few negatives. But just recently someone asked me about this church. And they said, what is the positives and what is the negatives? And as I started going through talking about it, do you know the first things that came to my mind were a bunch of positives. And they said, what about the negative? It took a minute to think about it. Why? Because our focus should be on the what? The positive. Do you know your kids aren't perfect? And you know what we do, myself included, a lot of times? We focus on the negative of our kids instead of the positive of our kids. Do you know you? None of you in this room are perfect? But even Steve, there's some positive in you. Why am I saying this? Because here's where it is. We need to stop focusing on the negative past and realize there's positive and realize God has a plan and realize we need to put fuel on the fire and we need to start flaming the flames and we need to stop bringing people backwards and start bringing people forward in our Christian life. In 2022, we got to realize what Paul was saying at the church of Ephesus. Yes, you might have some problems. Yes, there's some little things, and he's going to cover one of those areas as it is. But I want you to understand, church of Philippi, even though you're not perfect, keep going for Christ. We need to come together as a church, and we need to encourage one another, and we need to keep fueling the fire and fanning the fire of individuals in this church. And we need to stop looking at all the negatives and all those things and keep remembering and thanking God and thanking one another for the remembrance we have and go forward for the cause of Christ this year. Let me ask you, if someone would ask you, write a list of all the positives and all the negatives of those in this church, what would you write? Well, this person isn't as faithful as they should be. This isn't done this way. This preacher, this. Why don't we start looking at the positives and saying, okay, we're going to go forward. And yes, there may be some negatives, but I'm going to help that become a positive. I'm going to go forward, and I want to see this church grow. I want to see these things take place. I want to see this happen. And I'm going to be what I'm supposed to be in my Christian life. So even though there's some negatives, I'm still going to be living for Christ, and I'm going to be the positive in this room, in this church. Thank God for the memories. Thank God for your common salvation. If you're saved this morning, thank God for your salvation. Don't take it for granted. Let it be a motivation factor in your life. Thank God for the remembrance of service. Thank God for those that have served. Thank God for you that are serving. But let's be servants for Jesus Christ. Let's serve Him with all we have. Let's thank God for the positive. Let's have such a love for one another that we focus on the positive in every remembrance, and we encourage people, keep going forward for the cause of Christ. Do you know some have been a starter in a sports team, in basketball, and they become the bench warmer? And it said before, there's bench warmers that become starters. There are some that have been starters. You know what's happened? They've stopped doing what they know they need to be doing to keep that position, and they become bench warmers. Now, Brother Rick coached wrestling for many, many, many years. Do not get in a fight with him. He may be old, but he's still strong. and he knows moves we never heard of, all right? But what would happen if one of your wrestlers decided not to do the exercise, workouts, the training that is needed? Now, wrestling is a weird sport because sometimes you have to not eat, and there's other times you have to eat a lot. Sometimes you have to eat not good food, and other times you can't eat anything. It depends, so they get you in your weight class that you're supposed to be in. But what happens if you didn't do the training you're supposed to be doing? There's been those that did really well in that sport, in that wrestling, but then they started getting defeated. Why? Because they stopped doing the basic things that they needed to do to keep that level up. That is what has happened in our Christianity. We have gotten to a place that we stop doing what we're supposed to be doing, and we become bench warmers instead of starters. Let's encourage one another. Let's push one another. Let's go forward in 2022 and thank God for the memories and remember those things we talked about this morning. Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you for your precious word. And Lord, we just thank you for this time that you've given us that we can gather and be here. But Lord, I ask, so we have a time of prayer individually in a moment, that you may help each of us to just see what we need in our lives. And Lord, that you would point that out to us, and we would respond in that way that would please you. We pray in Jesus' name. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Go ahead and stand if you're able.